USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Microsoft President Brad Smith said in a blog post on Thursday that the suspected Russian cyber attack on multiple government agencies and U.S. companies is effectively an attack on the United States. SolarWinds, which provides software to the government, discovered a breach in its systems this week, allowing hackers to access information from the Treasury, Commerce, and Homeland Security departments. Lawmakers are gearing up to potentially work on stimulus negotiations through the weekend. Thursday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the upper chamber will remain on Capitol Hill until a deal is reached. A 58-year-old driver was trapped for over 10 hours after a plow covered his car with almost 4 feet of snow in upstate New York early Thursday. The man, Kevin Cresson from Owego, New York, suffered from hypothermia and frostbite as his car was without heat due to a broken engine. Kevin was taken to the hospital and is expected to be fine. This is USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747. And vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
The Hunter Biden laptop story is not going away. USA Radio News, Dan Naraki has more.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham is renewing his calls for a special counsel to investigate the overseas business dealings of Hunter Biden, son of President-elect Joe Biden. Hunter is currently under investigation for tax issues, and more questions are being raised about his involvement with business interests in China and the Ukraine. The chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee tells Fox News that he'll continue to call for the special counsel to make sure the issue doesn't get buried.
We're not going to sweep this under the rug. My big fear is that the media could give a damn about this investigation, and Democrats would gladly sweep it under the rug if they could. They never brought Horowitz before the House Judiciary Committee. They never spent 15 minutes looking at the abuses in Crossfire Hurricane. I'm convinced that the only avenue available is either a special counsel or a Republican Senate to get to the bottom of this.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
So many 2020 election irregularities took place in November. A Senate panel was formed to look at the 1,000 sworn affidavits from witnesses. Videos from Georgia showing election workers pulling multiple suitcases of suspected ballots out from under tables after observers were sent away in the middle of the night. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
A Senate panel held a hearing earlier this week to dig into irregularities in the November election, with some members still questioning the results of the presidential election. Senator Rand Paul says he does believe Joe Biden will be the next president, but the Kentucky Republican tells Fox News that doesn't mean there wasn't fraud in the 2020 election.
It's sort of like Roger Maris beating Babe Ruth's record. He got an extra 8 games to do it in, so it's not a fair comparison. I think that there was fraud, significant fraud, and I think the only way we can fix this is in the future by changing the laws, because frankly, we've seen this in the past. LBJ was a big cheater. Pritchard in my state went to jail for cheating. There's a lot of cheating that has happened in our history, but the courts also have a long-term history of never listening to the arguments. They have punted 60 times, but it's important that the left not get to misconstrue this. None of the court cases were on the facts. They were on standing and procedural technicalities. Nobody has ruled that there wasn't fraud.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
There is no such thing as the office of the president-elect in the United States government, nor is Joe Biden officially president-elect until electors officially count their numbers the first week in January. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.